Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and I'm one of the attorneys with the Legacy Law Group here in Perrysburg, Ohio. Welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. We're continuing this week in our discussion about the probate process in Ohio. Last week, we looked at the three different types of probate proceedings. One of those was what we call a full probate. And today we're going to talk more specifically about what a full probate is, how it works, what needs to be done in it. So the first part of a full probate administration is the what we call the initial phase. That's where the estate is opened. If a person has a will, their will is submitted to the court. A fiduciary is appointed. A fiduciary is the person who's in charge of the estate. And that may be an executor if they have a will. If there's not a will, then the fiduciary is called an administrator. They are responsible for handling the estate assets and the debts and making the distributions. The next part of the initial phase is notifying all of the heirs of the decedent that the estate is being opened. So you notify not only the heirs, but also the beneficiaries named in the will, if there is a will. So once that's submitted, the court appoints that fiduciary, gives that person what's called letters of authority, which is their proof that they are the person who is authorized by the court to administer the estate. The second phase of the full probate administration is called the inventory phase. And that is where all of the assets that are subject to probate are identified and valued. An inventory is submitted to the court showing what all those assets are, what their values are. Those assets might need to be appraised, or they might have what's called a readily ascertainable value. And that inventory is then submitted to all of the interested parties in the estate. They're given an opportunity to, of course, review that and object to it if they want, if they feel that something is inappropriate. The court holds a hearing on that inventory and ultimately then approves it, or, of course, if there's something wrong with it, then they don't approve it and a new inventory is submitted and we go through that process again. Once the inventory is approved, you can start to liquidate the assets, sell assets that need to be sold. And then the final phase of a full probate is called the accounting phase. And that is where all of the expenses, debts, claims, taxes of the decedent and of the estate are paid. The assets are distributed to the beneficiaries or the heirs who are entitled to receive them. And an accounting is submitted to the court showing what happened with all of the assets that were part of the estate. So you look back at the inventory and you say, these are all the assets that we had in the estate, and here's what happened with them. You know, these things were sold. This was the net proceeds of sale. These were the expenses that were paid. These were the taxes and costs and fees that were paid. And these are the distributions that were made. Of course, again, all of that is submitted to all of the interested parties in the estate. The court holds a hearing, and ultimately that accounting is approved and the estate can be closed. So generally, the process will take somewhere between 6 months and a year for a full probate administration. It all depends on what kinds of assets there are, how long it might take to deal with those, whether they're going to be sold or not. So 6 months to a year is about average. And we look at how each one goes kind of on a case-by-case basis. So I hope that this has been helpful for you today to understand what a full probate is in Ohio. If you have any questions about an estate that you're involved in, or you want to talk about planning your estate, You can reach out to one of our attorneys. Our contact information is in the show notes. And we'll see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.